I'm Steve Junker. It's time now for the fishing news. I'm speaking with On the Water magazine editor Kevin Blinkoff. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Steve.
Kevin, the fishing season marches on. We're at the time of the year when we need to spend a few minutes talking about false albacore. Now, fishermen have a number of other names for these, so let's jump in. Describe a false albacore for us.
False albacore are in the tuna and mackerel family. They're kind of like a small version of a tuna, but they move inshore this time of year. They're a great light tackle and fly fishing target that fishermen really look forward to this time of year.
So albies, they are also called the funny fish because they drive fishermen crazy.
Right. So one of the reasons that false albacore get fishermen so excited is because they're a little tricky to catch. So they tend to show up on the surface. So you look for them splashing and feeding on the surface. A lot of times they draw the attention of birds. And the way it usually works is just about when you can get a cast into them is when they disappear and go back under. Other times, when you do manage to get a cast into them, they can be very picky and tough to fool. So they can be frustrating, they can drive you nuts, but it's worth it because when you do hook one, the fight is fantastic, and that's what fishermen get excited about.
What's your favorite approach for going for albies?
I like to fish for albies from a kayak. You're at a little bit of a disadvantage because you can't chase down the fish when they pop up, but at the same time, it forces you to wait and let the fish come to you. So that's really my favorite way to fish for them. Also, when you're in a kayak and you hook up with one, they're very strong fish, especially for their size, only 5 to 10 pounds, but they can tow a kayak, they can pull you through the water, and that's pretty exciting.
Now, there is a breed of fishermen around here who just wait, it seems like, most of the fishing season for albies to show up. Tell us, what are we hearing now about them?
Well, albies have just now started to show up in really good numbers. They're all around the Vineyard, which has Vineyard Derby fishermen very excited. Also, Buzzards Bay has had some good albie blitzes lately, and just in recent days, I've heard about albies showing up on the south side of the Cape, from Hyannis all the way to Woods Hole. They're tricky day to day. You never really know where they'll pop up, but we have plenty of bait in the water right now, so any given day, head down to the beach or head down to your favorite area and take a look, and you might see them pop up.
Now, there's always some contention about whether these can be tasty to eat. I was talking to a guy just yesterday who's in the yes camp and says, depends how you handle them and how you cook them. What's your take?
I have kept them and eaten them before. You definitely need to take good care of them. They're a very oily fish, kind of like a mackerel, and so you want to bleed them and get them on ice right away. And when I've eaten them, I found it's very good. However, they have a lot of dark red meat that has a very strong fishy flavor. Once you cut that away, you're not left with too much. So although I've done it in the past, kept them and eaten them, nowadays I let most of them go.
Let's round up the fishing action. What else are you hearing about, and what should we be looking for going out this weekend?
Well, the fall fishing is really starting to shape up pretty well. We have a lot of bait fish around, and it's attracted a lot of bluefish and a lot of striped bass. So most of the beaches and inshore areas around Cape Cod and the islands right now have some very good action, especially in the early mornings and in the evenings. Not very big stripers or very big bluefish in particular, but a lot of good numbers of fish. So that's got fishermen excited. As far as bigger striped bass goes, the best reports we're getting right now are coming from Cape Cod Bay, mostly boat fishermen who are out there doing some trolling and fishing in that area. But for the most part, it's a great time to go out with a little light tackle, look for fish blitzing on the surface, and get into some good action.
For more on fishing the Cape and the Islands, check out the fishing forecast at onthewater.com. Kevin Blinkoff, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Steve.
For WCAI's The Fishing News, I'm Steve Junker.